May is known and celebrated as the month of families here in Korea, from Children's Day to Parents' Day and even Married Couples Day. All sorts of family members are celebrated with special days during this month, so calling May the month of families is not a stretch at all. What does get a bit stretched thin, however, are those who find a month to be a little too much of a burden. It's all the gift-giving, all the planning, and the beautiful weather that calls for a trip, and the horrible traffic that comes with it. Surveys have found that many Koreans feel pressured to buy a gift for their children, put together dinners and prepare pocket money for the parents, plan trips for the family, and so on. Not only are all the celebrations cruel to the wallets, but all the mental acrobatics required to make all sorts of plans can be too much. Many even say that they find May to be as stressful as the end of the year. So you know what? Here's a little reminder. Those special days were not created to stress anyone out. They were to be celebrated, enjoyed, and to express our love. This is Haerim, and today's Wonder Hour starts now. Welcome to Wonder Hours on KBS World Radio with DJ Haerim. It's Thursday, May 1st, and we started today's show with Stella Jang and her song, 보통 날의 기적, Miracle, featuring Paul Kim. So, can you believe that it's already May? Oh, wow. And yes, May is beautiful and wonderful because of all the reasons to celebrate for sure. But it's also true that it can be a little stressful too. I've heard that people in their 40s feel the most pressure because they tend to have kids who are big enough to want pricier gift for Children's Day, and parents and in-laws who are young enough to want something like a well-planned out dinner or even trips for Parents' Day. Oh, so it's both good and bad. Speaking of Children's Day and presents, for some of you that don't know, my first son is 3 years old and he is in love with dinosaurs. So for this year's Children's Day, he wants a Spider-Man dinosaur. And that's quite pricey. It's what, like 12만 원? 12만 원. And they don't sell it in Korea, so I have to do international shipping. I actually got a call that they're not going to make it on Children's Day. The Spider-Man dinosaur is not going to make it on Children's Day. Oh well, but yeah, we still ordered it anyways. So what about you? How do you feel about the month of May, our listeners? Do you feel the pressure or do you just find the month beautiful? And if you are in other parts of the world, is the month of May special where you are as well, and how do you celebrate them? Please tell me all about it because we love hearing from you. You can message me using the KBS Kong app or by leaving a comment on our post on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day or on Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. And if you have a Korean phone number, you can also send me a text message at #8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won, and a long text or an MMS message will cost 100 won per text. Meanwhile, here is what's coming up on today's show. In the first hour of the show, we'll listen to some wonderful songs, including a couple of chart toppers from the past on So Hot. And after that, we'll take a break from all the bleak and blue news stories of the world with our daily segment, Good News Only. And in the second hour of the show, we're going to be joined by K-pop producer and engineer John Kim for our Thursday segment, John's Jams. He will introduce us to the latest K-pop gems as well as some of his own jams, so stay tuned. For now, let's listen to 찬란한 하루, A Shining Day by Mellomangsu, followed by Ha Seong-un and his song Bird. We just heard Ha Seong-un with Bird, and before that, Mellomangsu and their song 찬란한 하루, A Shining Day. Before moving on to more songs, let me quickly remind you about the many different ways you can tune into the program. Listen to Wonder Hours from 5:10 p.m. Korea time, Monday through Friday, via our mobile apps Kong and KBS World Radio On Air, both of which you can download for free. You can also stream us on our website at world.kbs.co.kr or on YouTube at youtube.com/@kbsworldenglish. Also, last but not least, you can catch us on shortwave radio as well. Past episodes of the show are also available on our website under the Listen Again menu. You can look for our podcast too, but please note that the songs we play on the show are cut out from these due to copyright reasons. And speaking of songs, next up are Bubble Pop by Hana and also Hot Mess by Even. That was Even with Hot Mess, and before that we heard Hana and her song Bubble Pop. So here is one more important reminder. Sending a message automatically enters you into our daily prize draw, so make sure you check the day's playlist on our website at world.kbs.co.kr at the end of the day to see if you are one of the lucky winners. Good luck! It's time for another song break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at some music charts from the past. Let's listen to Nerdy by If I. Songs have the power to move us through time. More often than not, it only takes a song from the past to take us back. Back to the days when we used to listen to the song on a loop, or back to the days when the song was just so hot. It's time for us to go back in time and listen to some of the hottest songs of a random week according to the charts. Today we're going to go back to the third week of September 1989. The most popular song in Korea at the time was 나의 거리, My Street by Lee Seon-hee. So this legendary vocalist with an amazing voice made her debut back in 1984 and instantly became a star with her debut song 제에게. She went on to become one of the biggest female pop stars in the country, and her vocal talents are still unrivaled to this day. Her song 나의 거리, My Street, was released as the title track of her fifth studio album, and with the song, she took home her fourth Golden Cup trophy from Gayo Top 10. And the song goes like this. In this lonely street where darkness has settled down, if it even starts to get windy, I'm going to be truly lonely. Following the street lamps, I just want to go anywhere. If it even starts to rain, I'm going to be truly sad. Meanwhile, the number one song in the U.S. in that same week had been Don't Want to Lose You by Cuban-American singer-songwriter Gloria Estefan. It was released as the first single from her debut solo album, Cuts Both Ways, which also included the Spanish version of the same song that hit number one on Billboard's Hot Latin Tracks chart. Going back to the English version, Don't Want to Lose You, not only topped the charts but also earned the artist her first Grammy Award nomination. And here's a bit of the song's lyrics. My love has no pride. I feel with you I've got nothing to hide. So open your eyes and see who I am. And not who you want for me to be. I'm only myself, myself. I don't want to lose you now. We're going to get through somehow. I don't want to lose you now or ever. All right, so let's go back to 1989 with these two songs now. First up is 나의 거리, My Street by Lee Seon-hee. And after that, we'll listen to Don't Want to Lose You by Gloria Estefan. Too often, news and current affairs bring us down with all sorts of bleak and blue stories thrown at us from left and right. Don't get me wrong, there are good news out there, but they just don't always get the kind of attention they deserve. So we're gonna shine some light on them here on GNO. This GNO stands for Good News Only, and as the title suggests, in this segment I bring you nothing but good news and good news only. So here is the good news of the day. a Dutch city has installed a fish doorbell that lets any live stream viewers alert the authorities when a migrating fish is being held up on a river lock so that they can open the lock for the fish to pass through. Basically, there's an underwater camera that sends live footage of the river lock online. So anyone, anywhere in the world, can watch the live stream and click a button or the fish doorbell when they see a fish on the screen. And this will send a screenshot to the organizers, who will then alert a water worker who opens the lock to let the fish swim through to get home. If you're curious, you can just search for fish doorbell on the search engine and you'll see the link right away. You could even give it a go during the song break, so... All right, we're going to listen to Beautiful, Beautiful by On and Off, as well as Home Run by Seventeen. That was Seventeen with Home Run, and before that, we heard Beautiful, Beautiful by On and Off. And that brings us to the end of the first Wonder Hour of the day. Coming up in the second hour of today's show is our super fun Thursday segment, John's Jams. Stick around to learn about some great new songs even your music streaming apps may not have had a chance to recommend to you just yet. For now, I'll wrap up the first half of the show with the 2023 version of the song Fearless by Le Sserafim. Welcome to the second half of Wonder Hours on KBS World Radio. I'm DJ Herim, and it's Thursday, May 1st. In just a moment, I'll be joined in the studio by K-pop producer and engineer John Kim, who'll introduce us to some deep cuts we just might fall in love with. But first, here's one more important reminder that your messages and comments are always welcome on the show. If you're tuning in via the KBS Kong app, you can leave a message on the chat board. If you're in Korea, you can send me a text message at #8150. If you're on Instagram, leave your saeon as a comment on our post at KBS One Fine Day. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. And now we're going to listen to some songs while John gets settled in here. First up is I Need You by Hogak and Chia. And after that, we'll listen to 내 마음이 움찔했던 순간, The Moment My Heart by Kyuhyun. According to reports, around 120,000 new tracks are released on music streaming platforms each day, when there's absolutely no hope of listening to all of them. How are we to figure out which new song will be our next favorite track? The fact of the matter is, not all great songs make it up the charts, and not everyone has the same taste in music. So it's just inevitable that some wonderful gems would slip through our fingers without us even noticing. But it's not all hopeless. Here to point us toward the right direction is K-pop producer and engineer John Kim for our Thursday segment, John's Jams. Hi, John.
Hello. Why are you so tired?
Do I seem tired?
Yeah, you seem very tired. Did you stay up all night, right?
I didn't. I did get a good sleep, but I think the tiredness kind of summed up.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's all coming at me. At once. So I have three cold sores, like ulcers in my mouth, two on my mouth and one on my tongue. And I have a sty.
Oh no.
I've got a sty on my eye. And yeah, I went to get a suek yesterday.
Oh,
what's suek in English?
IV fluids.
IV fluids yesterday. And I don't know if that's really helping me, but yeah, I felt like I had to do something about
it. No, that's good. That's good. Yeah, you need to take care of yourself. I'm sure it's very difficult raising two boys
and working,
and you're now starting to work out too. I've been seeing your social media that you've been working out and doing a lot of stuff, so you're busy.
And cool, I can't eat everything that I want to, because then I'm not going to be fit, and I'm still a celebrity and in Korea.
Yeah,
still need to get working. You know what I'm talking about.
Of course, I know what you're talking about.
And the funny thing is, so I just signed up at a new. I signed up for a workout, like PT, in front of my house.
Yeah,
and my trainer, doesn't know who I am. He has no idea.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good thing. So he's asking, I'm like, oh, I'm doing this extreme diet. He's like, why? Like, he doesn't get it. He's like, 그렇게 까지 하실 필요는 없는데, you don't have to, like, be on an extreme diet.
Well,
why
I mean,
are you doing that? I'm like, you don't get it.
No, well, I mean, I think he does have a point, though. Because, you know,
yeah.
I mean, yes, you're a celebrity, you're an idol. And Korean celebrities, they have this thing where they need to live up to this expectation. But still, I think that there is a certain point where it's like, you got to still take care of your body, right? And take care of your health. So,
yeah,
don't copy what Haerim is doing, everyone. Mm-hmm. No extreme diets.
No extreme diets. I know it on my head.
Yeah.
But because I've been living this lifestyle for such a long time, I came here when I was 14. I became a trainee when I was 14. So ever since I was that young, I've been dieting for like half of my life.
Yeah.
So it's hard to kind of put that away and live a different kind of life.
That's true.
But I know it's not very healthy. Like, not eating properly and everything.
Well, I think it's really good that you are working out, though, right? Because if you work out, you build more muscle, and the more muscle you build, the more energy your body needs. And so that gives you more room to eat more, and your metabolism gets faster. And so despite eating more, you can still have a good body shape and stay fit.
That's so right.
I think, yeah, that's one thing that I think the trend has been changing towards this. But yeah, I think we need to prioritize a lot more muscle gain.
Yeah, that's my biggest goal. For working out is too. I want to gain more muscle.
Yeah, because if you gain more muscle, like I said, even if you put on, like, let's say a few more pounds, you still look fit. You can eat more and you'll have more energy. And, you know, you're, like I said, your metabolism is
faster.
That's
exactly what I'm aiming for. Yeah. And I lost a lot of muscles.
Of course you did.
So my trainer was like,
you had two babies.
Yeah, my trainer said, oh, this is the most serious problem. We need to start gaining more muscles.
Of course. But I at the same time, you're still just, I think you're like 4 months now after having your second, right?
Yeah.
Now it's been 4 months, so you're still technically recovering. And so don't push yourself too hard and make sure that you're still eating.
Thank you. Yeah. We had a good panda eggs.
You can't say it. But
the lunchbox.
Yeah,
the panda lunchbox.
The Chinese takeout, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, man, these days, you know, for me, it's been really interesting with the way the world is changing. You know, obviously, AI has become so big in today's society, right? And recently, I've been doing some work where I've been really experimenting with music creation with AI. Mm. And the crazy thing is, there was one day in the middle of the week where I was just like, the world doesn't need musicians anymore. Like, it's getting close to the point, like, where am
AI
needed,
everything.
Right? Like, AI is doing such a good job, and...
You know, I bet everybody's thinking that.
For every job,
every industry.
It's kind of scary, because I feel like a lot of people are scared of losing their jobs, but at the same time, if everybody loses their jobs and AI takes over everything, then everyone gets to play and everyone gets to share whatever, right? So, and then, you know, so I'm hoping for that, right? But then, you know, you never know. Like, people, some industries just might become obsolete. But luckily, just from my experience so far with working with AI, it's become very close to human replication in music. But the more you do it, you realize that AI has its limits. And so it kind of becomes repetitive. And so I know this is totally, like, random, but it's actually a hot topic in music right now. Mm. You know, a lot of music producers and songwriters have been talking about, like, oh, yeah, are we losing our jobs to AI and things like that. In fact, you know, you remember Xander, right?
Yeah.
I actually had a talk with him for a very long time about AI and music, and I actually went on a different program with him, and we talked about this with Sophia, the writer, as well for a while. But yeah, it's crazy how it's changing, and even within the last week or two, the technology has changed and gotten so much better. But luckily, I mean, from my experience, you know, just like a few nights ago and last night as well, you know, it seems like AI is not able to take over a human's role yet, but it's getting close, and that to me is scary, because we're gonna be listening to a lot of songs today on this playlist, but you know, there is a possibility that AI could have aided or written parts of the songs and we would never know because the person that was producing it could just take credit for it or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, in the future, we might be seeing songs where it's like people are not even taking credit and they're just saying, hey, this is AI. This is fully AI. And you can, in fact, go on streaming websites and, you know, NoTube. You can search anything there these days. And if you search for AI K-pop, right, there are already K-pop groups that are fully AI created, and they have great music. They have their own identities as well, and it's different from, you remember Plave, right? How they are virtual idols as well, but they have real people behind them. This one is 100% just artificial intelligence.
Wow.
So it's interesting to see how these trends are changing, and I think the interesting thing is the reason why I bring this up is because, like I said, I was experimenting with these AI programs and seeing how they create music and melodies. And from listening to music these days that's being put out, like some of the songs on this playlist, I can 100% hear that some of this stuff could have potentially been influenced or helped by AI to create, you know, certain aspects. And so that just, for me as a producer, it gets me thinking, like, how many people are already relying on AI for things and just taking the credit for them? Oh. You know, it's interesting because also another, I know this is totally off topic, but I get emails from clients all the time, right? Saying, hey, we need this and this. We need this style of music, or this is the kind of mix we need. And sometimes I get stuff from people in China or Vietnam or wherever, and I would expect their English to be broken, right? But then it comes to me so perfect. These emails, they're so perfect.
Thanks
and I'm like,
to the translation tools.
So it's not just a translation tool, because translation tools only get you so far, right? And so what I did was, you know, university professors have this thing where they can take an essay and put it into like a, is this AI generated or not? And you put it through there, right? And then it tells you how much of it is AI. And so I took those emails that I got. I put them in just because I was so curious. And it says 100% AI generated. And that just got me so like, you know, like it's just how much of this world right now is being controlled and created by AI right now that we don't know about. And so I want you to keep that in mind partially while we listen to this music.
As I'm listening to you talk, I feel like I'm kind of the opposite. I'm missing out too much. I don't know how to use AI. I have them in my hands, on my phone, my laptop. I don't know how to use them, so I'm just doing the basic stuff.
I think that's a good thing. Like, it's not a good thing to be overly dependent on AI, right?
But I feel like I need to catch up to some bit.
Obviously, you can't live under a rock. You can't live under a rock. Sometimes, you know, people, if you're a parent, you can live under a rock sometimes. But I think it's important to keep up with the trends. So, I mean, just try it out. You know, AI is really powerful and it can really help a lot. Funny. Like, it's insane. And so I just want you to kind of keep that in mind as we listen to our playlist today, because there are certain melodies that come up that it's like, it's so good. How did you think of that? Was it AI? Like, you know, you never know. And so, yeah.
All right. So what's the first song we're talking about?
The first song we're talking about is a really cool one by this group called 5050. Have you heard of 5050?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So they were really, really big for their breakout debut. I think it was called Cupid, right? Mm-hmm. Where they did really, really well. They had that whole girly, really bright, 상큼한 kind of concept that I feel like we've been missing out in K-pop for a while, and they brought that back to life. And what was interesting is they got so much amazing Western reception. Like, more than being popular in Korea, they were actually a lot more popular in North America and Europe, which was really interesting. And they broke kind of the idea that, you know, girly K-pop groups have to only be for girls. You know, what was interesting was a lot of their listener base was actually males. And in fact, not like, and it's not like young male audiences, like even mature, older adults were also really enjoying their music. So they've really taken advantage of that reception where everyone really enjoyed that. And they've kind of built upon that concept here. And so they're out with their newest single. This one is called perfect crime. And this has that classic 50-50 sound. You know, it's interesting that despite 50-50 being such a young, new group, they have kind of already created a sound here. What they're calling is dreamy pop.
Dreamy pop? Is that a genre?
Well, I think I would call it that. So I'll call it what they have been doing here is they've kind of monetized and prioritized getting that dreamy pop sound where they have a lot of arpeggiated synths happening. And specifically, they really enjoy using the Juno synth. And I think when you listen to the song, you'll understand what it is. It's this old school synth, but they add a lot of reverb to it and make it sound like you're in a dreamy, atmospheric kind of setting. Mm-hmm. And it just, like, their vocals are floating on clouds, basically. That's kind of the whole idea and the whole concept behind them, and I think that they're doing really well with it. They're building upon it and kind of evolving, but they've got that whole base behind them. And you know, the cool thing about them is they're also actually a more mature group, as in some of their members are older. Mm-hmm. And they're also, for the most part, bilingual as well. Their English is very good. And so we see a lot more maturity in their vocal delivery, and also you know, their enunciation, and, you know, just their overall kind of sound is quite mature despite the themes being quite fresh and young. So I think that they're really doing a good job here with that.
All right, let's take a listen to this song right away. Here is Perfect Crime by 50-50. That was 50-50 and their latest Perfect Crime.
What a fitting title, right? And do you get what I'm saying by they have, like, that dreamy, atmospheric sound to them? Like, it sounds like they want to put you in a dream-like state when mm-hmm. you're listening to it.
I think it's the instrument at the back.
It's definitely the instruments. Yeah, that's the arpeggiated Juno synth that I was talking about. And they also do a cool trick. I know we're getting technical, but they do this cool trick with this EQ. And they do this thing called a low-pass filter where they cut off a lot of the highs. You know how there's bass, mid, and high? They cut off a lot of the highs to make it sound like it's muffled, like kind of like this, right? Mm-hmm. Like where I'm putting my hands in front of the mic, right?
You mean like ASMR?
Not ASMR exactly.
I thought you were doing ASMR.
No. So it's more like a muffled sound. It's muffled.
Like covering your hands.
Exactly. So it gets rid of a lot of the higher frequency, and that makes it sound like, you know, you're in a dream or you're in a really atmospheric setting. And so I feel like that's become 50-50 sound, and they're doing a really good job with it. They're pushing it, and, you know, it works for them.
So how much AI do you think is in the song?
I think that there is actually probably a bit of help.
Can you put that in a file and see it, how many percent that comes up with?
So not yet for music. So there is not a program where you can put it through and say how much of this is AI. Mm-hmm. Like not for music yet. I'm sure eventually there might be. Oh. I would say, you know, either they might have used a little bit to help with some of their, you know, their melody writing or some of their lyric writing, potentially, but it's kind of an accusation too, because I want to be careful with that, right? But yeah. But there's nothing wrong with using AI, because I feel like it's always important to use the tools you have available to you.
That's right.
Right? The same thing with vocal tuning, right?
Yeah.
Imagine if we had idols that didn't tune their vocals. It will be a train wreck. Right?
Need AI isn't only a bad thing. You can, if you use it well, you can use it as your partner.
Exactly.
And collaborate with AI.
Yes. I think that's the most important thing.
And that goes with translators too.
For sure.
Because think about it, translating without AI, that's going to take a long time.
Absolutely.
But you want to get the help of AI, translate something, and then you can post-edit it. Mm-hmm. That's how we all do it, the translators.
For sure.
And with music too.
Yes.
All right, so what's the next song?
All right, so we have another really cool banger here from a really up-and-coming group. It's TWS with their latest song. And, of course, it has a super long title, as they always do. It's 마음 따라 뛰는 건 멋지지 않아. Right? Yeah. So it's, in English, it's called Countdown. And the song sounds like it could just simply be called Countdown. But TWS, or To Us, has been doing this thing where all of their songs, like, they do very well. But the titles are as long as, if not longer, than ballads sometimes. You know, Korean ballads have this thing where they have outrageously long titles, but 2US has kind of been doing that. And when you look at their titles, sometimes it screams like, oh, this should be a ballad, but it's totally not. You know, TWS has become really known for their whole boyhood pop sound. And I think that they've really grasped that and they've made it their own. And I think when you think of like a boy group, a K-pop boy group, like 전형적인 boy group, like the classic sound of a boy group, these days I would say most people will be thinking of TWS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got that really bright, energetic sound. They sound like, you know, high school kids that are trying to break out and just starting to mature. And you know, that's actually interesting because it's part of the whole concept behind this new album for them. So they are out with their third mini album now. It's called Try With Us. And the meaning that it carries is kind of described like this by them. Let's try things we've never done before together. For those standing between boyhood and adulthood, everything is still a bit unrefined and the world doesn't go always as expected. And so there's a lot of unknown for a lot of, you know, kids that are still growing up. And I think that they take that whole idea and they put that into music, and that's become kind of their concept. And I think it works very well. It's a really refreshing song.
Mm-hmm.
And as always with TWS, you know, their choreography is amazing. It's always on point. Their production, it's I would say it's similar to what they've done in the past, where it's really energetic, and they definitely borrow a lot of, you know, ideas and elements, maybe even instruments that they've used before in the past. But they have a way to still make it sound fresh and new and energetic. And there are even some really cool breakdown sections in this song where they go full a cappella and they add in this really cool vocal bass. And yeah, just overall, I think that there's a lot to listen for in this song. You know, it's important to pay attention for the little details that they intentionally put throughout the song. And aside from the musical, like the whole technical arrangement aspect, it's just, it's a good song to listen to. It's perfect for, you know, the warmer weather. And I can already see a lot of the younger generation kids totally vibing with this song.
Yeah, I can see that too. I'm sure the high schoolers can really resonate with the song.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a listen to 마음 따라 뛰는 건 멋지지 않아, Countdown by TWS 2US. We just heard 2US in their song 마음 따라 뛰는 건 멋지지 않아, Countdown.
It's very fitting for 2US, right?
I want to watch their performance video.
Yes, you absolutely need to see their performance video.
They're kind of like the textbook of a K-pop boy band.
Exactly. I think that that's what everyone is thinking these days. You know, they just do it so well. And they have so much, in Korean I would say 공부할 자료가 많아. So they have so much study material because it's been done a lot in the past. But I think the really cool thing about 2US is they take all that, they study it really well.
And they make it them.
They make it them, right? Yeah. It doesn't sound the same. And it's almost like it's perfected, right?
Mm.
If in the past, you know, everyone had their own color, they were doing this, there were certain aspects where I felt like, oh, it could be done better too, and it could be improved like this. I feel like they've nailed all of that, right? They've gotten all those things, you know, all those things ironed out. And it just, it works very well.
So which part do you think was AI?
This one, I would say, actually, I don't see a lot of it being AI.
Uh-huh.
It's really good songwriting for me. It could potentially be.
The lyrics?
I don't think the lyrics are AI generated here. You know, it's just, they have such a, you know, a unique style and concept where I think that even in the past, they've been doing it very well. But but who knows? You know, they might have been doing it like that from the start, and they might already have their AI algorithms set up to already give them the exact responses that they want, right?
Yeah.
So you never know.
Remember their debut song? The, what was 첫 만남은
첫 만남은 너무 어려워.
너무 어려워.
Yeah.
Wait, was it that song? 첫만?
I think so, yeah.
It was them wearing the uniform and performing.
I was like, in the school,
I remember. I loved watching their performance
so
stage.
Energetic, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you were mentioning that a lot of school kids and kodohakseng there and the younger generation would love this song, but I think people like you
the ajummas,
you know what I'm talking
30s.
About.
Yeah, I was watching it.
You said ajumma first, okay? I didn't say it first. You said it, so
I 받아들였어, that I accepted that I'm an ajumma, but then I want to be a hip ajumma. If I'm going to be one, I want to be a hip ajumma.
You got to be careful, though, because if you go over the line, there's some ajummas where it's like their 화장 is so 진해, they put on sunglasses all the time, like bedazzled,
that's
like pink
me.
Clothing.
Uh-huh. That's not the kind of hip I'm talking about.
Here's the thing, though.
I want to look classy, but have a hip, kind of like a hip mind.
The problem is when you are one of those people, you don't know that you've crossed the line. Do you know what
Please
I'm talking
let
about?
Me know if I become like that someday, or if I'm already like that. I don't know.
All right, everyone, all the listeners, you heard it here first. Haerim is officially an ajumma. She
ajumma.
Said it herself.
I said it myself. I'm a hip ajumma. I wanna be hip. So I don't really watch people's performance videos, but with Twice, 첫 만남은 너무 어색해. I was
their
in
energy,
love with that.
Right?
Yeah, I was watching it. The Shiu, my first son, came up to me. He's like, "Mama, 뭐해, 뭐 봐?" And he was watching it with me.
Yeah.
So that was his. Oh no, it was the Wonder Girls video, the first video that he watched.
Is that gonna be Shiu's future? Do you think being like someone like Twice?
Maybe because Shiu. Is such a performer.
Is he?
But me and my husband's wish for him, if we get to choose this dream, of course not, but and we want him to become an action star.
Action
if possible,
star.
Like Bruce Lee.
Oh, wow. That's dangerous, though, no? You know,
he, he's already really good at Taekwondo.
Oh,
Have you seen his videos?
I have not.
Oh, if you see his videos on SNS, he is amazing.
They're on his personal page, right?
Oh, yeah. We're calling him Little Bruce Lee. We're calling him Little Bruce Shin.
Little Bruce Shin. Okay.
That's his surname.
Awesome.
Awesome. Let's move on to the next song on our list.
All right. So this is another really nice one. This is Chu's latest song. It's called Only Cry in the Rain. And this is all part of her third mini album, which is a small little assortment of her personal tracks. And just the description on this kind of goes like this. I'm just going to read it off. This album emotionally unfolds the story of youth, focusing on things that flow, things that stay, and the journey of moving forward. And it captures Chu's unique warm sensibility with themes of blurry memories, the vivid emotions that remain with them, and our collective journey of moving back into everyday life. So that's kind of what her album is described as by her, or at least her company. And I think it's really interesting to see, just because Chu has become this this icon in Korea right now, where she's being called, quote-unquote, the 국민 battery, right? She's become so energetic and so bright that a lot of people turn to her and her music and her content to get, you know, kind of a boost to their morale or their energy throughout the day. And the thing about this record that's interesting is it's actually a step in a more mature direction. You know, recently she actually put out a remake of a song that was actually very heavily R&B inspired, which was kind of out of her style. You know, when we think of Chu, we think really bright, bubbly, energetic. Yeah. But she took a step into like an acoustic R&B track. And I think that that was a good precursor, and that showed people that she's open to more styles of music than just bright pink, white, you know, that kind of a sound. And this song and this EP kind of captures that. The song we're listening to today is called Only Cry in the Rain. And this is an interesting story about how, you know, the story behind it is, you know, it sets a rainy day as the background, and it's the only time and place where one person can kind of just express themselves, let out their tears and their thoughts. But when the sun comes back out, you have to move on. right? You have to keep going like nothing ever happened, or you got to stay strong. And I think that that's a good message, you know? You know, there's a time and place for people to be sad. And I think Chu is also showing that she's not only a sunny, happy person, but there are more layers to her. There's more depth to her. And she's showing that not only with her lyrics here, but also her delivery and the singing. There's a lot more R&B-inspired melody lines, and some of the ad-libs, too. They're a lot more mature than what we've heard from some of her tracks so far. And I think that this is a really good way to introduce that, because even though it sounds like it will be a sad song, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Only Cry in the Rain.
That's... Yeah, I thought it was going to be a ballad until I saw the genre.
Right. It looks like, you know, from face value, it looks like, oh, it should be a ballad, a really sad song.
And like that's... a haze song.
Exactly. And and that's not fitting for Chu, right? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't think Chu would sing something like that. But I think if you listen to the song, you'll notice it's actually really upbeat. And it blends, you know, that whole deeper meaning style, but also with Chu's more, you know, happy sensibility as well. And so I think that this is a really good kind of middle ground for, she wants to show off her mature side as well as more mature lyrics and a more mature style of singing, but she also wants to make it approachable for the people that love her for what she's already shown so far. And so I think that this was a very smart move from them, and it's a song that I think would make sense for, you know, rainy spring days. You know, there's a lot of spring rain that happens, and you know, the day that this actually released, it was April 21st, and that was a day that actually rained. And so I think that they were very smart about making sure they waited until, you know, it was raining. Exactly.
All right, let's take a listen to Chu's new song. Here is Only Cry in the Rain. That was Chu and her new song, Only Cry in the Rain.
Hmm. You get what I'm saying, but it's like it's a middle ground, right? Yeah. It's not a ballad. It's not so sad, but it's not super bright either. It's like, it's Chu trying to show her more mature side, and I think that it was delivered spectacularly.
Yeah, I like that. All right, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to John's Jams on Wonder Hours, and what do we have next?
All right, we have a very senior group here. This is a group that I'm sure that you are also very familiar with. Yep. This is 2AM with their newest release. And what's interesting is this is a song that they've released before, back in 2013. So this was actually one of the OST tracks for the very popular drama, The Heirs, or Sang Suk Jader. I'm sure you've seen that drama, right?
No, I haven't.
Oh, dude! That's, I'm pretty sure that has recently come back out on your favorite...
Netflix?
Netflix, yeah. So definitely check it out.
Yeah, I've noticed that Netflix has been uploading older dramas. Right? Why? No new dramas?
Well, I think that it's the thing. It's like, you know, it's become nostalgic and it's like a classic. It's like the same reason why we listen to old music.
Yeah, I saw like 파리의 여인.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Older and shows.
So the thing is, I started watching it again.
This show?
I watched the first episode because I loved it. It was one of the first Korean dramas that I watched. And I couldn't get past the first episode just because it was so ogurgoryo. Because, you know, it was so cheesy. Mm-hmm. What was acceptable back in 2013 is totally not acceptable anymore in 2025, which is kind of unfortunate. But it is still a core memory for a lot of people. And the reason why I bring it up is because Changmin, who was an original member of 2AM, actually did the OST for two of the protagonists in that drama. So there are two main characters. It's Kim Tan and Cha Eun-sang. They were like the main characters, right? They had their whole love story, and this was kind of the theme for them. It was a song called Moment, and Changmin did the original version of this. But recently, as part of the 2AM Dawn Tape project, they put out a remake of this time not with just Changmin, but with all of the members. And it features a much more elegant and extravagant arrangement with string section and a whole, you know, big, lovely arrangement. And it's just an upgraded version, I would say. And, you know, what's interesting is, you know, 12 years, you know, 2013 doesn't seem like it was that long ago, right? It feels like it was just you know, a few years ago, but 12 years is a long time. And over 12 years, there's a few things that happen to people, right? You get older.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot older. And as you grow and as you age, I'm sure you've noticed this too, but your voice naturally changes as you grow older, right? And 2AM was always known for their powerful vocal delivery and always having super emotive ballads, right? But I think what's happened over time is they've grown more into their bodies. They've absolutely 100% gotten better at singing. You know, they were always very good, but over the years, I feel like their voices have matured a lot more. And what I notice here when you compare the original to this one is, I know you only hear Changmin in the original, but even just listening to these two with what it is, you can tell that they have so much more control over their vibrato. You know, before, if it was more like they were really pushing themselves to kind of 억지로 to portray like extra emotion, or like they were really just like kind of overdoing it to show more and more dramatic sounds in their singing. Right now, if you listen to them in 2025, they sound a lot more natural. Their emotions come a lot more naturally, and it feels like they just have overall much more control, and they've grown into their vocals, you know? Back in the day, you know, when they were really big and doing all their really, really big music, I feel like this might sound a little bad, but it feels like they haven't had their balls drop yet properly. Do you know what I mean by that? I don't know if we can say that on radio, but it feels like they were still too young and their voices were not as mature as it could be. But now that they're all ajushis and ajumma, not ajummas, but they're ajushis, right?
Yeah.
It feels like their voices have really mellowed out, and it seems like finely aged wine.
All right, well, let's take a listen to 2AM's version of this song. Here is Moment. That was 2AM with Moment.
Yeah, I mean, this song is just, it's such a popular song, right? Over the years, I feel like it's kind of cemented itself as, what's surprising is it's actually sung a lot at weddings. You know, in Korea, they have this culture of doing a 축가 or singing a celebratory or a congratulatory song at the wedding. And a lot of people sing this song to congratulate the newlyweds. And I think it's kind of really good that they put this out again. And they were smart enough to put out the instrumental with it, because they know a lot of people are using this as a 축가 song.
I see.
And so the new arrangement of it will get used a lot more. And I think that this will also set a new standard, right?
Yeah.
As I said, the 2013 version was also great, you know, but I think that there was a lot that could have been improved, and they've kind of fixed all the 하자들 or the imperfections. And so it'll give a new standard for a lot of people that are trying to sing this as a congratulatory song as well. So,
yeah. Oh, it's always nice to listen to 2AM.
Yes.
All right, I'm moving on to the next part. It's time for...
All right, it's time for Who Are You? This is a section that I like to do where I bring in unknown artists or artists that are not as mainstream and some of their songs, because a lot of times these unknown artists and unknown songs don't get the spotlight just for a multitude of reasons. You know, it could be due to not having the right marketing, not having the right funds, or sometimes they're just not lucky and not putting stuff out at the right time, but that doesn't mean that their music is not good. In fact, a lot of times there's so much great music that doesn't get, you know, over 100 plays, or, you know, it just doesn't reach the right ears. And so I want to bring that to light, because there's so many great artists and great songs out there that just, you know, it's just waiting to find the right audience. And this week we have a really cool band, and this is one that I feel like actually they have had the right exposure. Luckily, you know, their song has gotten to the right ears and it's really blown up actually. So this is Gochujangdari. Have you heard of them?
No.
So this is an interesting band because they were not formed out of the classic sense, like just musicians coming together to make a band and they just put out music. They were actually created on this Nuttube channel. It's actually like a channel that does skits and like comedy sections, and they have like, it's almost like this whole like story that they create on their channel. And part of one of their episodes, they created this band called Gochujangdari, and they put out a song, and it did surprisingly well. The channel was popular to begin with. The channel is actually called Beautiful Nerd. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
So I know that a lot of people will know this channel because it has already 1.3 million subscribers.
Oh, wow.
And so a lot of people already knew about this band and the creation through the show. But there are a lot of people that are actually coming to this channel and this show through the music, because Gochujamjari and their most recent song, 작은 봄, has actually charted, which is really incredible. And it's difficult to do for a new group. But, you know, given the momentum of their YouTube channel and also the fact that their music is just very, very good, it's really, you know, done very well. And it's attracted people not only to the band, but also to the channel, like I said. And it's got the band actually to do much more activities outside of the channel as well. In fact, I think it was just this week where they started doing shows in Hongdae, you know, with other bands as well. And so they're going beyond just that whole, that channel and, you know, the whole, you know, like web drama narrative. And they're actually doing promotions as a band. And it's interesting because this is still only their second song. They have one more out. It was called 너라는 별. And this was also very popular. But this one has, this new one, 작은 봄, which they just released, has also, you know, exploded. In fact, it's done better than 너라는 별. And so it's really cool to see how bands created out of, you know, web dramas or, you know, even dramas. You know, there was one out of that one drama called Hospital Playlist, you know. That was a band that a lot of fans actually want to see continue to do music. And so it's interesting how having that whole story behind the creation of the band and everything, it also drives into the narrative, and it creates more hype for the band. I think that's something similar that's happening here, but their music is just very, very good. It's just super good. It's very addictive, and it's very feel good, you know. I will say this though, when I listen to this song in particular, I detect a lot of help from AI.
Really?
I detect it, and I can't say for certain that they used it, but there's a lot of melody lines that you know, just the way that they wrote the whole song with the arrangement and the chord work, it feels like it was written way too professionally, and some of the lines just don't feel 100% natural. It feels like it was created by something not human. You know, it just feels like that. Some sections of it. But you know, we can't be for certain, but I think you'll know what I'm saying. There's this one line in the hook where it sounds like it should go down in one direction, but it goes totally somewhere different. And it's just, it feels like that must have been AI, because it doesn't sound natural for them to sing it to. It sounds almost uncomfortable. Oh. So it's like, why did you do that, right?
We'll have to take a listen to that part.
It sounds good, right? It's a great song, and that's why a lot of people are enjoying it. But there are certain sections of the song where I'm just like, did you write that? And if you did, why? Like, show your work, right?
All right. Uh-huh. Then let's take a listen to this song right away. Here is 작은 봄, The Small Spring by 고추잠자리, Red Dragonfly. We just heard 고추잠자리, Red Dragonfly, and their song 작은 봄, The Small Spring.
It's super feel good. Yeah. I understand why people love this song. And just the placement of all the melody lines and the harmonies, it has me questioning and scratching my head a little bit just from having experimented with AI a lot. But I don't want to say that it's 100% like you definitely used AI, but even if they did use AI to help create this song, it's still incredible. And that doesn't mean that they didn't perform it, right? They still performed it, and it's a really great song. So hats off to them, and congratulations to their success.
Yeah, thank you for bringing in this song. Moving on to the next song.
All right, so this is one that's kind of special to my heart. So this is actually Zero Base One with their newest release, which is actually a re-rendition of this song that was already released in Japan. It's called Only One Story. And this is actually, interestingly, it's the opening theme for the newest Pokemon animation. right? And I don't know about you, but growing up for me, I loved Pokemon.
My brother was a big fan.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a 90s kid, then you probably definitely love Pokemon.
Yeah, he had all these, what is it? Like the
cards?
The cards and games. Everything. The games at home. And I was... Whenever I got mad at him, I would take away his cards.
You're evil. You're evil. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
That was my biggest revenge.
Oh, my gosh.
Taking away his cards.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's crazy that despite all of these years, right? I'm sure you did that when you were a little kid, right? Now in 2025, Pokemon is still as big as ever. And for me, I don't watch the animation anymore. You know, it's actually kind of sad, but did you ever watch the animation?
Yes, I did.
So, you know, obviously, you know Pikachu, mm-hmm. right? And you know Pikachu's partner was, in English, they called him Ash.
Uh-huh.
In Korea, they called him Jiyu, right?
I think I know what you're talking about.
And in Japan, they call him, I think it was...
Is he the squirrel?
A squirrel? No, I'm talking about the guy, the person that raises Pikachu, like Pikachu's trainer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Excuse me. Okay. Okay, so Hedim,
my bad.
She never watched Pokemon. She just stole her brother's cards. That's it.
My favorite character was Jigglypuff.
Oh, Jigglypuff is
a
good one.
Yes, I proved it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know a little
and,
bit.
Oh, Charmander?
Charmander's great too.
So cute, yeah.
But the thing is, the main character actually left the show. He graduated. You know, he stayed 8 or 10 years old for like 15 years. And so people were like, why isn't he aging? Like, it's been 15 years that the show has been going on, but he's still 10. Mm-hmm. Right. And so they took that into consideration. They basically, he finally, this is just to tell you, but he finally won a world tournament or a region tournament. And then he left the show and they created a new animation with a new character. And this is the opening theme for the new season of the new animation, basically. But so I mean, it's special for me because I loved Pokemon growing up as well, and I still play the games here and there, but you know, it's really great to see that despite all these years, they're still doing so well. And you know, a lot of kids are still resonating with Pokemon. In fact, they're the biggest media, I think, franchise. They're even bigger, like the Pokemon, like, and Pikachu is bigger than Mickey Mouse.
Really?
Yeah, that's crazy,
surprising.
Right? And so it's cool that Zero Base One did a Korean theme song for them, and it's a really cool song. It's good to listen to, and I think a lot of people that even don't listen or don't watch Pokemon mm-hmm. also are listening to this song because of Zero Base One. There's a lot more fans for Zero Base One these days, so I think it's just overall win-win for everyone.
I agree. Mm. Well, we're going to say goodbye to John and also close the show for today with this song. So thank you, John, as always.
Of course, thank you.
This is the Korean version of the song Only One Story by Zero Base One. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been Woo Haerim with producers Christina So and Kwon Chae-ryung and writer Liz. Have a wonderful day and see you tomorrow.